Indictment: 7 illegal aliens accused of helping alleged cop killer used fake IDs. By John Binder on February 24, 2019. 7 illegal aliens, who allegedly helped the illegal alien accused of murdering Newman, California police officer Renil Singh the day after Christmas, used fake IDs to work and stay in the United States, an indictment claims. The day after Christmas, Singh pulled Perez Arriaga over on suspicion of drunk driving. That is when police say the illegal alien shot Singh. Over his police radio, Singh called out, "Shots fired." And as police arrived at the scene of the traffic stop, they found the officer with a gunshot wound. Singh was transported to a nearby hospital where he later died, leaving behind his wife Anamika, their newborn 5-month-old son, and the mourning Newman, California community. Perez Arriaga was arrested in December 2018 for the killing of Singh, a legal immigrant from Fiji, but was officially charged with the murder of a law enforcement officer last month. The illegal alien, whom authorities said is a known gang member, had been caught by police after a more than 50-hour manhunt. During that manhunt, prosecutors claim 7 of Perez Arriaga's illegal alien friends and family members allegedly aided him in his attempt to flee to Mexico. They include Arriaga's brother, 34-year-old Conrado Virgen Arriaga. Arriaga's brother, 25-year-old Adrian Virgen. Arriaga's girlfriend, 30-year-old Annalide Cervantes. Arriaga's co-worker, 35-year-old Eric Razo Quiros. Arriaga's family member, 59-year-old Bernabe Madrigal Castaneda. Arriaga's family member, 57-year-old Maria Luisa Moreno. Arriaga's co-worker, 36-year-old Erasmo Villegas. A new 9-count indictment by a federal grand jury hits those 7 alleged illegal aliens with additional charges, this time with using false social security numbers and fake IDs to avoid deportation out of the U.S. Arriaga's 2 brothers are charged with using fake social security numbers as well as fake green cards in order to work in the country. Meanwhile, one of Arriaga's co-workers is charged with using a fake social security number to work in the U.S. The affidavit of the alleged murder and attempted escape detailed a family affair where Arriaga's pickup truck, which police found with a bullet hole, had been covered up in a family member's garage with plywood allegedly by his brother Conrado Virgen Arriaga and co-worker Eric Razo Quiros. The affidavit alleges that Arriaga, his brother, and co-worker planned to go to a construction site for a job following the murder but instead headed to their uncle's Stockton, California ranch but were asked to leave by the aunt and uncle. In the meantime, police said Quiros, the suspect's co-worker, threw Arriaga's gun in a trash can at the ranch. Adrian Virgen, Arriaga's brother, picked him up and took him and the co-worker to an aunt's house in Button Willow, California, to stay for the night. The next day, the aunt asked them to leave after finding out that her nephew was wanted for murder, the affidavit claims. Virgen said he lied to his aunt's husband in order to get him to loan him $400 that Arriaga then allegedly wire transferred to a human smuggler at the U.S.-Mexico border to help him escape the country. The smuggler was the same one that Virgen had used 4 years before to cross into the country legally. The suspect's brother then took him to Castaneda and Moreno's home in Bakersfield, California, where they stayed for a night. Castaneda and Virgen bought the suspect a new cell phone to use at a nearby Metro PCS store while the suspect's co-worker Erasmo Villegas brought him a change of clothes, the affidavit alleges. A $500 wire transfer was made by an unknown source, as well, to help the suspect escape to Mexico through the southern border. Before he could flee the country as he allegedly planned, Arriaga surrendered at the relative's home when the Kern County Sheriff's Office SWAT team arrived on December 28 to take him into custody. A day before the killing, Singh had spent Christmas with his wife and newborn baby boy. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.